Random House Audio presents The Mormon People, The Making of an American Faith by Matthew Bowman. Read for you by Mark Deakins. For Richard Bushman. Introduction. In the late summer of 1830, a 23-year-old farmer left his home in northern Ohio bound for upstate New York, where he had been born. He had sold his farm and was determined to make a new living as an evangelical preacher. His name was Parley Pratt, and he had always been interested in religion. One August night, he slept at the home of an old Baptist who gave him a copy of the Book of Mormon, a puzzling new scripture that had been published earlier that very year in the nearby village of Palmyra. Pratt devoured the 600 pages of the book in 2 days, finding in it, as he said later, the fullness of the gospel of a crucified and risen Redeemer. The next day he walked 10 miles to Palmyra in search of the man who had produced the book, a farmer's son named Joseph Smith, only 2 years older than Parley himself. He did not find Joseph, who was in Pennsylvania with his wife's family. Instead, he found a new church of a few dozen members called the Church of Christ, flourishing under the guidance of Joseph's brother, Hiram, and his friend Oliver Cowdery, a schoolteacher who had served as scribe during the translation of the Book of Mormon. They told Pratt that their faith was based on far more than the book alone. God had chosen this time and this place, upstate New York in the wake of the American Revolution, to restore to earth the true Church of Jesus Christ, whose priestly authority had been lost to humanity for more than a millennium. Parley Pratt believed every word, and Cowdery baptized him and ordained him an elder.